KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Etiquette Municipality says so far no major incidents have been reported in the city as heavy rain continues to fall along the KZN coast and its interior. Several roads are still badly waterlogged, including at the corner of Chris Hani Road, formerly North Coast Road, and Braden Road, the M19 and Umgeni Road under the N2 bridge, and the M4 next to La Lucia. The city's Mandla Ntsele says disaster management and emergency teams remain on high alert.
Our bus services are also disrupted on North Coast Road, particularly affecting routes to Kwamashu's F, J and K sections. At this point, no major incidents have been reported, but our teams are closely monitoring the situation. We would like to advise members of the public who live in flood-prone areas to please take extra precautions during this time.
A yellow level 4 weather warning is still in place. The EFF has written to National Assembly Speaker Togo Didiza about what it says is the urgent constitutional and parliamentary implications arising from Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's withdrawal of key components of the 2025 national budget. Godongwana announced the reversal of the 0.5% VAT rate increase and declared his intent to withdraw both the 2025 appropriation bill and the Division of Revenue Bill. The EFF says it has asked for the immediate circulation of all related correspondence from Godongwana to the Office of the Speaker. Meanwhile, Dr. Basela Yalezo, a senior business and leadership lecturer at UKZN, believes the developments around the VAT rate could be a turning point for Treasury.
Those are signs of a maturing and healthy democracy where people use different avenues to block what they think is not right or what they think is not going to assist us as South Africa. This is going to be a good lesson in the Minister of Finance. Before they table the budget, they will need to convince, persuade other political parties, unlike what has happened in the past 30 years.
Ukrainian authorities say three people, including a child, have been killed in a Russian airstrike near the town of Dnipro. They say more than 100 drones were launched by Russian forces overnight. This as U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has reportedly arrived in Moscow for talks with President Vladimir Putin. Sky's Moscow correspondent Ivor Bennett examines their relationship.
Will he be pushing Russia? Will he be admonishing Vladimir Putin for the attack on Kyiv in the early hours of yesterday? Very unlikely, given by what he said following his previous visits here. He's described Vladimir Putin as super smart and not a bad guy.
The top story this hour, Etiquette Municipality says so far no major incidents have been reported in the city as heavy rain continues to fall along the KZN coast and its interior, but it says several roads around Durban are still badly waterlogged, including at the corner of Chris Hani Road and Braden Road. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.